Good morning, everybody, and happy Saturday. This is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is being brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, member FDIC. And by Joe Ritchie Ortiz Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Joe Ritchie Ortiz Ford in Bad Axe. The Lakers School District's Future Farmers of America, FFA, will host its 34th annual Toy Tractor Show this month. The event will be at the Laker Legacy Center at 6136 Pigeon Road, that's M142 in Pigeon, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday, January 10th. Admission for adults is $5, and the fee for youths 12 and under are free. The event, which draws about 900 people, is a key fundraiser for the district's FFA program. For more information, during the day, call 989-453-4600, extension 261, or in the evenings, call 989-453-7097. The Huron County Prosecutor's Office is drawing attention to January as National Human Trafficking Prevention Month. Officials emphasize that trafficking, which uses force, fraud, or coercion to exploit victims, occurs in rural communities, not just urban areas. Prosecuting Attorney Timothy Rutkowski stressed that public awareness is essential for identifying victims and preventing crimes. When people know what to look for and how to report concerns, we increase our ability to protect victims and hold offenders accountable, he stated. The office encourages residents to wear blue on January 11th for Wear Blue Sunday to show support for trafficking survivors. Anyone who suspects trafficking should call the National Human Trafficking Hotline at 888-373-7888 or contact your local law enforcement. Anonymous reports are accepted. Additional details are available at HuronCountyProsecutor.com. And a parking mishap at a Lexington mobile home community resulted in a major fire that destroyed two residences and two vehicles on the evening of December 23rd. According to Lexington Police Chief Larry Sheldon, a 65-year-old woman lost control while trying to park at her home in the North Shore Mobile Home Park on Main Street around 8:45 p.m. Her vehicle struck both her own residence and a neighboring home, damaging a natural gas meter in the process. The ruptured gas line ignited immediately, with flames quickly engulfing both mobile homes and two nearby vehicles. Emergency crews from multiple agencies responded to the two-alarm incident. The driver sustained injuries and received medical attention at the scene before being arrested on suspicion of intoxicated driving. She was later released from custody while authorities await toxicology results. A resident of the second home was inside when the fire started, reporting she was knocked from her couch by an initial blast followed by additional explosions. She managed to evacuate through a rear exit, though multiple pet cats perished in the blaze. One firefighter required hospital treatment for injuries sustained during the response. The residential structures and vehicles were completely destroyed in the incident. And we'll be right back.
This is R.C. Wise from Bayport State Bank. Why is it advantageous for you to bank with Bayport State Bank? Because we are locally owned and locally controlled. If you need assistance with deposits, loans, checking accounts, savings accounts, and more, you're not just dealing with local people you know and trust, but our management team and stockholders live right in our communities in the Thumb area. They know our Thumb area residents, our farmers, our business owners, our factories, and most everyone who banks with us. That is important because we know our Thumb area and your concerns and can tailor loans and programs that meet your needs. Yes, just like the big impersonal banks, we have online banking, mobile banking, and access to thousands of ATMs throughout the United States. We can do what they do, but we do it better, with local, personal service. Also, when you bank with Bayport State Bank, your money stays here in our community, helping your neighbors and friends. We also don't charge for mailing out paper statements. Does your bank do that? So stop by one of our offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Sebring, open an account, and see what we can do for you. So make sure you make the wise choice. Bayport State Bank, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
Are you looking to replace your vehicle? Then think Ortiz first. That's Ortiz Ford and Bad Axe. Call the sales team at 989-269-8472 for all your new and used car needs. Or visit them online at Ortiz.com. Ortis Ford can deliver your new vehicle right to your door. At Ortis Ford and Bad Axe, you'll find a great selection of new and used late model cars, trucks, and vans. You will always get your best price along with superior service before and after the sale. Ortis has vehicles in every price range. If you don't see the model and color you require on the lot, Ortis has a locator service that can find what you're looking for fast. The service department offers the works package that includes oil change, tire rotation, and full safety inspection. Ortis also sells tires with different specials rotating all of the time. The body shop is available for your repairs, and we offer free estimates and loaners. Just call 989-269-9000.
And we're back. Up north, a Cadillac police officer shot and killed an armed robbery suspect yesterday. The shooting happened around 4:30 p.m. during a traffic stop in the area of Granite Street and Laurel Street in Cadillac. The Cadillac officer reportedly pulled over the suspect vehicle because it matched the description of a vehicle involved in an armed robbery about an hour earlier in Wexford County. During the traffic stop, the suspect, a 57-year-old man, reportedly pulled out a gun and pointed it at the officer. The officer shot the suspect, who was later pronounced dead at the hospital. Cadillac police did not provide any other details about where the armed robbery occurred. And Swiss investigators believe sparklers on champagne bottles started a deadly fire at a bar in an alpine ski resort. The blaze left 40 people dead and 119 injured during a New Year's celebration. The fire broke out early Thursday at the La Constellation Bar in Kranz, Montana, a popular ski and golf venue. Witnesses described a chaotic scene as people tried to escape. Officials say the fire likely caused a flashover and released combustible gases. The severity of burns has made identifying victims difficult. The nearby hospital quickly reached capacity in treating many of the seriously injured. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, member FDIC. And by Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Joe Ritchie Ford in Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. And we have no obituaries to mention at this time.